did you want to say something about the...
Oh, great.
Gary Downey.
So I'm mostly observing during this meeting. So my name is Gary Downey. I am at Virginia Tech. I'm a mechanical engineer and cultural anthropologist who shifted to a career and identity in STS many years ago. But there I became frustrated over a period of time because in STS, Science, Technology, and Society, or Science and Technology Studies, engineers remained invisible and treated in one of two ways. One is to kind of perform what engineers tend to do, which is to identify themselves with technology, and hence in STS, relatively uninteresting, or dissolving into a larger pool of professionals who contribute and play a role in technological developments, or as a metaphor for buildings. So there are lots of articles and books titled Engineering This and Engineering That that have nothing to do with engineers. So about maybe 15 years ago, I became interested and committed to building an alternative field of research that would span the humanities and social sciences and hopefully engineers, build a kind of a big tent within which scholars from different positions oriented differently, writing for different kinds of audiences, could come together. And working with other colleagues, we established something called the International Network for Engineering Studies. We've had a number of workshops to build this arena. I characterize it as a big tent. But I also have to recognize that during the same period, this was formed in Paris in 2004, so we're in our 11th year. I have to recognize that during the past 15 years as well, there are other areas of the humanities and social sciences that have been, and in engineering, that have been building interest and research and commitments to research on topics such as this one, one of which involves philosophy of engineering. There are many philosophers of engineering here who are interested in what I think of as critical participation, which is to say, thinking about how what I do could make a difference in worlds of engineering. There's a now a developed body of researchers built around engineering and social justice who are working or calling attention to particular normativities, value commitments that live in engineering. And we also must recognize the growth from within arenas of engineering that calls itself engineering education or engineering education research, I referred to earlier. And that arena is very much committed to rigorous analysis of educational outcomes. My own vision for engineering studies is that it is a big tent welcoming contributions from all of these areas and provides a site for juxtaposing different bodies of work, of initially research. I put on your seats an offer to look at some PDFs from some issues of a journal that this network sponsors with the support of Taylor and Francis. Now, for the first 5 years of this journal, which the network developed starting in 2009, the focus has been on producing high-quality research. And that has worked, which is to say we were able to very quickly get accepted into the Science Citation Index, which scholars, especially from East Asia, Africa, Latin America, and elsewhere, tell me, and increasingly in the US and Europe, tell me that it's absolutely essential for me to be able to publish. And if you look at I will be sending around an email to you folks that with a list of all the articles that have been published to date. So you can see the range of materials there. So and we have developed a reputation as a high-quality journal supported by an organization that characterizes itself as a big tent for research, but not only for research, also for what I think of as critical participation or active making and doing work by scholars. And so beginning a year ago, and once we had established this intellectual position as a quality outlet for research, we have added two more categories of publication. One we call critical participation. The authors of our first two articles, or two of the authors of our first two articles, are in this room right now. David Gillette, the other one is from Montreal. Dean has something coming. Dean Nussma from Rensselaer, there's something coming. The point is, we have a category of publication called critical participation. And that is a site for those of you who are interested and are committed and have accomplishments in, educational innovation, innovations in engineering practice, that you or others with whom you are associated developed, that are beautifully formulated, are clearly having beneficial effects, and then when you retire, they die. I have seen this many times over the course of my career, and I thought we have to find ways for people to share with one another in more effective ways. At a site that where publication can help you get promoted and tenured or get a job in the first place. So the journal added this category called critical participation. We've now published a few pieces, and I strongly encourage you to submit. I mean, it has to be an analysis. It has to be an analysis that calls attention to the intellectual dimensions. And those who have published under this category know that I both push you hard. I have a team of 12 associate editors who organize the review process. But once an article has been accepted and a revision comes in, then that's when I get to work with the author, and I work very hard with you to produce something that both crosses the threshold into publication and maximally reaches diverse audiences, while encouraging you to write in familiar ways for audiences that you know. I also try to help you expand your text to write for audiences beyond your field. Lastly, thanks for the time. I hadn't realized I'd be doing this. Lastly, there's a second, to help build a community, a big tent community of researchers, because we need a research arena here, it seems to me, the committed, or who will at least accept the language of engineering studies. I know many scholars in the humanities and social sciences might say, look, this term doesn't really, I won't identify with, but I don't mind publishing with you. You know, I'm cool with that. We've introduced this second new category publication called Issues in Engineering Studies. And the purpose of this category is to provide a site for scholars, educators, working engineers to debate, to encounter one another over key issues that involve engineers, engineering, and those who are affected by the work that engineers do and that engineering has. The inaugural effort under that category is a collaboration between the journal, its supporting organization, INES, the International Network for Engineering Studies, and Larry and David, this workshop. The framework of the category involves a provocation. Their paper is a provocation. Their paper underwent blind peer review, some revisions. I leaned on them pretty hard. And last November, the paper was formally accepted, which enabled us to begin the second step, which is to encourage or to solicit responses. Now, my initial vision was that we would publish, this would be a part of an issue, and we would have a provocation and maybe 6 or 8 responses, and then a response from the authors. But this workshop has 69 people. And I thought, what the hell? Let's invite everybody. And then I'll talk to the publisher about my page limits. As of this date, 35 people have indicated to us that they would like to contribute. it's going to be a little weird. It's going to look a little bit odd. But I want to try it out because this is an event, and the event itself must be noted and must be shared. So I can alert those of you who have indicated you would like to contribute that you will have 1,000 words with which to work. I've got an approval to do that. Even no matter what happens to the issue, it's going to blow up. It's going to be one issue. It's going to be big, and I think it's going to be notable. A lot of people are going to be interested in what's in there. The individual authors will be in the table of contents with titles, so you will effectively be published, and your article and your contributions will undergo peer review, single blind peer review. So there is the threshold of publication, and you will likely get recommendations for revising a 1,000-word piece from a couple of reviewers and me. And then Larry and David will have X number of words to respond, and I'm not sure what X equals at this moment. So thank you for those of you who are interested in contributing. Thank you for doing so. We look forward to your pieces. Your deadline is February 13th. This is going to be the August 2015 issue of the journal, and I think I have to have the material in by April, uploaded. So I've got a team of reviewers already on board who are going to be reading groups of your responses. I note that we're not asking you to be reviewers of the piece itself. The piece is a provocation. It's an opportunity for you to do what you're already doing, which is to say, okay, I hear what you said, but here's what I think. Think of it, it has to be a coherent 1,000-word piece that represents your take on this general issue of liberal studies in engineering. You can refer to, and if you want to devote it to it, to diving deeply into the provocation itself, that is quite fine. But Larry and David are quite open to and want to hear what you have to say about the issue in general. And think about readers elsewhere who might read your piece and then want to cite it as authoritative in their own work. It's going to be quite a table of contents, I think. So thanks in advance to all of you for those of you who want to contribute, and I look forward to continuing to listen, and towards the end I might stand up and participate as well.